Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Because those people won Mumford & Sons tickets from us, and they're over at Mumford & Sons. Who's the other ones over there? I don't know. I know about the Mumford & Sons. And I saw some of the video that people were taking there during the storm. I was like, oh, my dear goodness.
Did they get the whole show in?
I'm not sure if they did or not. I have no idea. But it was rough
and
tumble.
So I think they paused. I think I saw on Reddit someone said they stopped until the weather went away, and then they like resumed the concert at
really?
Like 10:30 at night or something.
That's good for them. I mean, if you went to a Doors concert back in the day, you're lucky to get that. George Jones back in the day, he might not even show up. So I'm glad they got the rest of that. Yeah, it was a bad night last night. I was starting to fall asleep. The buzzers went off on the phones. Did you get a phone alert?
We did.
Did everybody get a phone alert
now?
Okay.
Yeah.
The buzzers went off on the phone, took everybody downstairs. The kids freak out a little bit. And then I woke up this morning. I didn't tell you this part yet. I went in. Jonah was in his room. I got a six-year-old. Jonah's in his room. And I heard a rustling as I was getting ready in the bathroom because his room's next to our bathroom. And I went in there, and he's watching TV, and he's watching tornado footage on YouTube. He's six. And I went, okay, you can go lay in.
Like
there
he actively
mom.
Sought it out.
So I don't know if he woke up or he was up all night until 4 a.m. watching tornado footage.
I mean, that's almost a gag from the movie Airplane, where as the plane is going down, potentially they're showing in-flight movies of just historic collapses.
I didn't walk in. I'm watching Gladiator movies, so I had no idea about that. But still. Yeah, it's like, oh, because he wasn't screaming and yelling. Like, he got a little bit panicked at the beginning, and I'm like, relax, just get your iPad and come on down to the basement. And everybody sat in my office until it passed over. I mean, we got hammered with rain and wind and all that stuff. But
you don't remember when you were younger, or maybe this was just a me thing. But
my
when
dad might be able to remember. I don't.
When I was young and we had anything like this, TV, and when you're young, you look at the people on TV like, they are telling you the most serious information ever, and that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, they want you to take it seriously.
Right.
They want you to half-ass it, and then all of a sudden something bad really happened.
I remember being scared you know what-less when I was young, mm-hmm. and there was anything like this. So, you know, I did wonder what my daughter is not even three yet, but she's capable of digesting some of that information, and I'm just like, man, we got to kind of turn this off. I don't want her to be scared.
I remember when I was a kid, and we would do the tornado drills in school. And we were in elementary school, and they'd be like, you guys got to take this seriously. You guys weren't around, but you guys, then the teachers would be like, remember Xenia, Ohio? And they would tell us about Xenia, Ohio, and there was a story about the pillow from the, like a couch pillow, was sticking through a door. I don't know if any of that's true, but that's like the stories they'd tell you, like, you guys better take this seriously and do this thing in the hallway. Xenia, Ohio can happen. That's what they always said to us when I was a little kid.
The problem is, when you're a little kid and anybody in position of authority is telling you to take something seriously, there was no better cue to not take something seriously. We just
wouldn't
listen.
Between me and you, I would take it seriously. That is one of the, I know we're very similar in so many ways growing up, but that was the difference between me and you. I took it seriously. I definitely, but you just didn't take it seriously if they did that. You just make jokes.
It was always jokes. We couldn't let the teacher or the instructor or anybody get through what they were trying to explain.
The only time we did that was fifth grade in health when they were explaining birds and the bees, but I told you that story. We had to write apology letters to the guy who tried to do it for us. All right. Should we be making a bigger deal about Shador being pulled over? Mary Kay was on with us, and she made a convincing argument like, hey, this is you got to be careful. You got to be lucky that they didn't hurt anybody. And I think we said those things, but it was also to the point of, hey, you know, people get pulled over all the time. I don't want them out there driving like an idiot. I don't want them swerving around. And, you know, 101 and a 60 is going really, really, really fast. Nothing did happen. It's a citation. That's the end of it. That's the pittance. You know, there is a thought, though. And I just got to play, you know, I got to look at it the other side. I don't think that going fast on the highway is a precursor to what's about to happen. But if you look at some of the guys that have been around in the past, like, it is a precursor to what has happened. So now this is where your Browns history starts to play in. I don't think it will be this way with Shador Sanders. I don't want it to be that way with Shador Sanders. He's a big conversation piece no matter what. He's a bigger conversation piece because he plays for the Cleveland Browns. I don't want anything negative there. And some people could take this as negative. Apparently, there were people ripping on Nick and Jonathan for not taking it seriously.
Well, the most
yesterday.
Common social media reaction, and is always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The most common I've seen right now directed at us, because we talked about it earlier in the show. We both said not a huge deal. They said, how is this not a big deal? Here's what could have happened, right?
Yes.
But to that, I would say you could play that game all day long with athletes, with celebrities, or just me and you and everybody we know. And how many people have tweeted you today and said, yeah, I got mine up to 100 one time. Yeah, me and my buddy were racing a little bit. But we shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. We were in our 20s.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody would condone it. And I think the difference between something terrible, we got to be honest with each other. The difference between something terrible happening and not terrible happening is sometimes a stroke of luck. Because there's been plenty of times that I was an idiot back in the day, and I just got lucky, thank God. And that makes me fearful, because my son will be 20-something years old at some point, or a teenager at some point, and I'm sure he'll be prone to being an idiot. He is no more precocious than any other child out there, as much as sitcoms tried to make us think about that about kids back in the day. So I do fear about that. Yeah, that makes me nervous. I don't want guys driving around at 101 miles an hour if he's on the highway for whatever reason at 17 years old. I don't want that. But ultimately,
especially anything after midnight.
Am I supposed to cuss? Would I cuss him out in any other lifestyle? Do I believe, though, that this is going to cost him any shot of being a Browns quarterback? Is it a black eye on the Browns? No.
No, we've had black eyes.
No.
We've had plenty of them. This doesn't fit
that. It doesn't fit that. It's the middle of summer. It's 101 miles an hour.
However,
it's very fast.
I do want to know, what do you think the interaction would be with Stefanski over this, or the organization, or, you know,
pack your stuff and get the hell, no.
Like, what do you think? Is he even talking to him about it at all? Is it something that's going to be brought up? Is he going to be pulled into a meeting Andrew Berry?
It's a workplace. So the only thing you really, like, if he was his college coach, what the hell are you doing? And hey, I mean, we talk about a college program that has guys racing all over the place all the time down in Georgia.
Is that because the thought is, in college, they own you? I know there's a better term for it, but they own you. They own your time. If they want you to be at this workout,
they still treat you like a child.
Yeah.
In the NFL, they don't. It is very much a job.
Yeah,
you are responsible for yourself.
When your day is done, you know, guys do what they want.
But that's why
we know with Giant Manziel, guys fly out to Vegas when their day is done.
Exactly. That's why more is expected of them off the field. That's why you're off the clock, but you're not necessarily off the clock. Because now it's a professional sport and there's a representation.
You represent the team, yes. And the city in some ways.
So you maybe say something, but you're not going to say that much because it's a workplace. So, like, if I got pulled over for speeding going 101 and all I got was a speeding ticket, right? I'm sure Jeff Miller would go, what are you doing going that fast?
Yeah, if it got back to him.
Don't go that fast. Don't do that. You got kids. What are you thinking about? But that's probably it. Unless there was an outcry on the radio that I should pay a penalty for something like that. It's always, especially in a public sector, like in a public performance job like that, in an entertainment job, it's always going to come down to what's the public sentiment. If people are lighting up the phone lines over at the Cleveland Browns all day, every day, saying, hey, this guy needs to get his act together, this is reckless and ridiculous, man, they might publish an apology, and he might have to make an apology. But if we look at it and go, hey, it's 101 miles an hour, we don't condone such a thing, we're glad nobody got hurt, but it's a speeding ticket, we're all going to move on, he's an adult, he'll pay his fine, and we'll all move on, then that's it. If it were the same thing with me, fine. If it's the same thing with you, fine, because it's a workplace. In college, you run the stairs. You do whatever you do in college because you feel more responsible for them. But in the NFL, hey, man, it's your job. You either show up to your job and do it well or you don't. And that thing even includes off the field.
But the other
stuff.
Part of it is that the stuff I don't really think about, but I'm sure the Browns think about it too, is you use the term representing, where the Browns, especially in this town, football first town, we talk about how the players are supposed to represent the city. Now, I wonder if in 2025, we don't really think about it in those terms much, especially because the players change teams all the time. They move on. The guys fall out of favor so quickly. So does anybody really represent the city? Like right now, who would you say represents the city of Cleveland?
Jose Ramirez, Miles Garrett. Shador Sanders does not yet represent the city of Cleveland. He has the chance to. He has the opportunity. And maybe why I'm getting crushed on social media or whatever, I haven't looked at it yet, for not making a big deal about it, is I don't think that this gets in the way of him having the opportunity to represent the city of Cleveland or the Cleveland Browns. This does not knock him down. He's fourth on the depth chart. It doesn't knock him down the depth chart. Kevin Stefanski's not going to make his decision over a speeding ticket. Right?
No. Okay. No, that's not it. Now, if there were like a bunch of things behind the scenes that maybe media had reported on, maybe the media didn't know, but Stefanski and Andrew Berry knew, like it becomes a weighted thing like, hey, this person's not taking this seriously enough.
Yeah.
I imagine Shador, you know, would you be shocked if Shador went in and apologized to Stefanski or to Andrew Berry? Because remember, you know, he has been so humble since getting taken. And every story about him is someone who's like, man, he has been a sponge. He has gone in there with the right attitude.
I'm not trying to even be funny.
He hasn't come in entitled like, I should have been a first-round pick. I don't care that I was taken behind.
He wasn't impaired. He wasn't racing. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know what the reason was he was going so fast. But if he came in, because apparently he's in town and they're doing things with rookies right now. If he came in and goes, you know what, and gave whatever excuse that was a valid excuse, I messed up, it won't happen again. Hey, bud, let's see it doesn't happen again. All right. Because it's a legal matter. I'm not going to fine him anymore. It's a speeding ticket. I don't even know if that's in the CBA. It's a speeding ticket. If it makes you look that bad, fine, but it's 101 and a 60. It ain't good, but at the end of it, it's a citation. He has his right to go fight it in court if he wants to. Maybe he thinks the speedometer was broken. Maybe he thinks he was going a lot slower. But I'm not sure about that. If there was anything I could do, I always want to tell the rookies with the Browns. Guardians, Cavs, totally different. With the Browns, it's a small big town or a big small town, no matter how you see it, and everybody's watching you, even if you don't think they are. And it's not just Shedeur Sanders. And for 13 years, 14 years
boy,
now,
the small town part.
You play on their favorite team, and you may think that you're just the backup safety. You may think that you're the fifth round rookie safety trying to make the team. Somebody is watching you in a grocery store. Somebody's watching you at a gas station. Somebody's watching you out and about. Somebody knows who you are. And I swear to God, and Lima, you know this, and every other host on the station knows this, guys who have been here, because a lot of guys who have been here. Jake will know this. I will get emails about what you did. And it's always that you think that you can do whatever. I'm sure Pittsburgh's maybe the same way. This is what separates us from the other ones in the NFL. I'm sure Pittsburgh's the same way. I'm sure Cincinnati might have some of that. Every guy who comes here, there, I can tell you a story. I'm not going to go into great vivid detail of them shaking their head going, they told you about that? I go, yeah, dude. I get emails about that. I get people DMing me about God knows what.
We knew where Baker was drinking the minute he sat down to have his first drinks at times.
They are watching you, and it's not where they want to get those guys in trouble. They want the absolute opposite. And so it's like, guys, if there was any sort of rookie symposium, it's like, yeah, I'm a media member, and they send me everything. They do. And they send the same thing to you, and they send the same thing to Nick and Jonathan and all the other hosts in the city and all the other people in the city. It's how this goes down. You're in a fishbowl if you play for the Cleveland Browns. And a guy like Shedeur Sanders, yeah, he's a big fish, a real big fish in this rookie class. And everything he's going to do is going to be monitored. If he was going 70 in a 60 and got a ticket, people would be talking about it. It goes with the territory of being a quarterback that may have a chance to be a starter for us in a city that's looking for its first quarterback in 35 years. And you stop looking for a quarterback after a while, you start looking for a savior. And that puts more pressure on you. I don't care what round you were drafted in. 216-474-0092. There's a lot of people want to get in. I want to get to you guys. And a very awkward argument started yesterday while Andrew Filippone was on with us from Pittsburgh. And it was a bizarre way for Steelers fans and Browns fans to think. I'll explain it when we come back. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lime on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.